This is Dr. Wendy Hill. Welcome to Understanding Three Important Keys to Personal Power. First, we'll talk about clarity and trusting yourself. Clarity gives you power. Clarity allows you to transcend confusion, ambiguity, and ambivalence. Clarity is the awareness of priorities, a recognition of what's really important. By its nature, clarity helps give you the impetus to act. A clear understanding of what's right and needed opens the door to positive action. Clear thinking is a sign of a willingness to take responsibility. Clarity requires courage, a willingness to be the only one with a right answer for you, even when it seems that the right answers are already apparent to others. Clarity sometimes calls for outrageous thinking. The minute you decide to be clear is the minute you claim your personal power. Clarity comes from looking within yourself, telling yourself the truth, and trusting your answers. You were born with a natural tendency to look within yourself. From the beginning, your only true reality has been from within. However, your human needs for protection and nurturing forced you to look without, toward your parents. This was the beginning of your conditioning to look without for answers. The ensuing events in your life guaranteed that you would eventually learn to forget the treasure within yourself and look outside of yourself to other sources for your answers. This Western culture, with all its religions and social mores, helped reinforce a sense of needing to look without. Few of us are fortunate enough to have had someone in our childhood reminding us to look within ourselves for the answers. Is it any mystery that there is so much confusion and fear about taking responsibility in our society? Much of poverty, material, financial, mental, and spiritual, is linked to a lack of clarity. If you don't know what you want, how can you go about helping yourself? The only possible solution to lack of clarity is to drift through life until outer conditions motivate or determine your decisions. Allowing someone else or some outer condition to make decisions for you and thus determine your well-being guarantees a life of bitter and helpless victimization. Clarity requires that you be willing to go it alone. It requires that you develop a deep trust of what you perceive from within. You must claim your rightful position as master of your own life. You must trust that the great loving wise one within you will always give you the answers no matter what, if you but just ask for them. In every one of your living moments, from the moment you awaken in the morning to the moment you drift off to sleep at night, there are countless choices presented to you. You're challenged with what to do with your time, how to respond to a given situation or person. You're challenged with figuring out what move to make next in your career, with your family, with your own personal well-being. You're challenged with what to buy, what to wear, whether or not to own, change, improve, add to, enhance, or leave. You are literally bombarded with choices in your daily life. Advertising for lifestyle and product alternatives add to the baffling array of choices at hand. Too many choices add to the stress and confusion you already experience. You are continuously confronted with unnecessary choices. The temptation to allow others to decide for you may seem overwhelming. Be willing to go within yourself and prioritize. Simplify your life. Become clear about what's really important. Ask yourself, what's important here? To what should I pay attention? Is what others are telling me to view as important really important? What is important to you? Love? Money? Owning? Achieving? Being accepted? Knowing the truth? Getting recognition? Finding God? Tell yourself the truth. If you're willing to, let yourself know what is really important to you. All your decisions and actions will follow with relative ease. If you are split in what is important to you, you will be split in your messages to yourself and to others. This is dangerous because the split will cause you counterproductive behaviors. You won't be of one mind. You will be constantly correcting the decisions your other self has made, and then beginning again. So tell yourself the truth. Start with a big question. What feelings and experiences do I want in my life? Have the courage to know. If you allow your fear to stop you, you rob yourself of clarity and hence your personal power. Once you answer for yourself the big question and then let yourself know your life's desires, you will begin to practice clarity in smaller things. What do I want to eat? What should I do about this relationship? How should I communicate my needs? How can I give to others? Decisions that before may have seemed difficult or bothersome to you become clear when you have answered the big question. Your life becomes simplified. Things that you thought you should do and conditions that you thought you should put up with no longer need your time and energy to negotiate. You have set yourself free by your willingness to tell yourself the truth about what you want. Commit yourself to what you know to be true for you. Think of it daily, and don't allow anything to deter you. In times of stress, remind yourself of your commitment. Make this commitment the most important thing in your life. When things are unclear, go within yourself. Ask, what do I want? Ask this question over and over until you find the answer. Ask, what should I do? If you have answered wisely and you remain true to your answer, all your life decisions after that will automatically enhance others. If your answer was based on love and wisdom, in the end, you can't truly hurt others. Your inner clarity allows you to do difficult things because you see your vision clearly. You will be able to tolerate the misunderstandings and criticisms of others because you know the wisdom of your actions. You have given yourself clarity. Clarity gives you confidence. Clarity gives you direction. Clarity gives you staying power. Clarity gives you courage. Clarity comes from the great loving wise one within you alone. Clarity with wisdom doesn't come from your ego. Clarity from your ego always ends up in pain. Clarity from the great loving wise one within you always ends up in what is good for all. Now let's talk about the question of balance. Life exists in delicate balance. If all is in balance, life thrives in the full expression of joy and vitality. The quality of life diminishes as conditions become off balance. If balance is too far off, life ends. When you're in balance, you are a living expression of life's abundance and joyous health. The moment you become off balance, the more your life force weakens. Even your strongest personal assets begin to lose clarity and strength. One of life's greatest challenges is the lesson of balance. Learn its importance and master the challenge of balancing yourself. It is a great lesson. Now for a moment, imagine yourself to be a plant. If you get just the right amount of sun, shade, water, and nutrients, you thrive. You become the highest expression of life. You are the embodiment of health and vitality. If you get a little too much sun, you will begin to show signs of poor health. You will begin to fade and wither. Your leaves will begin to wilt, and this will affect your efficiency in metabolizing what you need in order to survive. This single element of too much sun will have an effect on your entire system, threatening your life. Even if you had just the right amount of water and nutrients, your life is still in danger. Like a plant, you need just the right conditions to thrive. And like a plant, your life force and vitality will begin to wither if you are out of balance. To live in harmony, you must have all your needs met in balance. Most people are out of balance. In fact, it's normal to be out of balance. You are a highly complex being. You have many needs. The more you know about what your needs are and how to fill them, the more balanced you become. You are not automatically born with your needs filled. At birth, your essential needs are met by others. As time goes on, you learn how to take care of your needs yourself. However, you must learn to fill them against all odds. Life constantly seems to work at undermining human attempts at successfully filling and balancing needs. So, this is why true balance is so rare and why you must learn to balance yourself. Humans have many needs, more than can be named here. The list of needs for the physical body alone is lengthy. There are four general areas of need: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. They fall into a hierarchy of importance. The first priority is the need for physical survival. This includes the fulfillment of such needs as food, water, oxygen, shelter, and sex. Some of the emotional needs are for social acceptance, a sense of belonging, and love. Some of the mental needs are the need to discover and to be intellectually stimulated. The spiritual needs include the need for truth, to love, to serve others, and to experience spiritual oneness. When the physical needs are met, the other needs come into clear focus. When survival is threatened, attention shifts from the other needs back to survival. The spiritual needs are the final priority. Paradoxically, for some they may become of primary importance. Spiritual needs can supersede even the need to survive. This is the experience of the hero. Many times during your life, your needs will be in direct conflict with each other. Your needs continuously battle for attention. This condition can cause much frustration, guilt, and a sense of unfairness about life. What kind of God would create a creature whose needs conflict with each other? How can you find satisfaction when the fulfillment of one need means the frustration of another? Here lies the challenge of life. Here lies the need to understand balance. The hero's experience is one condition that gives an answer to this problem. The hero is willing to put his need for survival second to his spiritual calling. He relinquishes the basic human need for safety in order to achieve his goal. This function is not consciously thought out or rationalized. It's automatic and spontaneous. He risks himself for a higher cause. This is the act of the hero. The self is seen as a part of a greater whole. Others are perceived as being part of the self and not separate from the self. Risking and giving to others is then perceived as also giving to the self. Then giving up one's life is seen as gaining greater and larger life. When one arrives at this perception, things begin to balance. It becomes easier to prioritize. What previously seemed to be an impossible juggling of demanding needs turns into a joyous adventure. Don't overindulge a need. Too much time and effort focused creates a lack of balance. It lends to a perception of overimportance to the focused area and creates a narrow-mindedness that undermines happiness and health. It's a kind of blindness to what is really needed. For example, too much time and effort spent on exercise can blind you to the importance of rest. Too much time spent focusing on being loved and accepted can blind the need to give love. Too much time spent in intellectual pursuit can blind the need for feeling emotions. Too much time spent in sensual pleasures can blind the need for creative thought. This blindness of overindulgence creates a lack of balance. Undernourishment is the result of overindulgence. Because so much time and effort is focused on a narrow area, other areas become neglected. A loss is suffered, creating the potential for poor health. Like the plant that gets too much fertilizer, the whole self suffers. Spend time observing yourself. Observe what needs you most frequently indulge. Observe which needs are being ignored as a result. Notice how an imbalance is created within you. Do you think too much? Do you feel too much? Are you too concerned with yourself? Are you too concerned with others? Do you work too much? Too little? Are you over-concerned with getting? Do you give yourself away? Does money mean too much to you or too little? Do you ignore your body or pay too much attention to it? How do these imbalances affect your health, your stress level, and your personal business relationships? Look for the connection. Find a middle ground. Take care of your body. Feel your emotions and heal your past wounds. Learn new things to stimulate your mind. Listen to what your inner spirit is telling you and follow your heart. Allow your observations of yourself to move you to a greater balance. Now, let's explore the question of discipline. The construction or the putting together of anything of value requires basic elements, all of which must be strong and true for successful completion. In building a home, not only must the site be buildable and the foundation have integrity, so must the framing, the roofing, the electrical, the plumbing, and all of the other basic ingredients of a sturdy home. If even one of the building elements have been compromised, it is possible for the project to fail and necessitate much time and energy to repair and reconstruction. The same is true for human beings. We can't expect to have any happiness unless we build each aspect of our lives with integrity. No one can build anything of lasting value and happiness without the following ingredient: discipline. Certainly there are other aspects to happiness we can't be without, but all of these fall by the wayside without discipline. Discipline is the backbone of manifestation on the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual planes. Develop discipline practiced with wisdom, love, and right action. As children, we're often exposed to discipline of an unhealthy nature. Too much emphasis on that which is not important, and too little on that which is, or an unbalanced view of discipline. For example, the child who is modeled to earn at the cost of compassion for others is given an unbalanced view of discipline. Children often see the inequity and lack of wisdom in such behavior and may react by denying their own development of discipline. Another example of this is the child who is disciplined unfairly and with unkind words or swats. He may inwardly decide that he will not learn to discipline himself so as to express his unhappiness with his parents. On the flip side, children who've been treated with great indulgence will get the message that the world owes them, owing them an easy road, and resents those who would ask them to be responsible and constantly let themselves down. Such children grow to be very unhappy adults. All of us have been damaged in our childhood regarding discipline in some way, by over-discipline, under-discipline, unbalanced discipline, or the wrong kind of discipline. It is up to us to identify the problem within ourselves and correct it. Learning correct discipline can literally set us free. Think of something of value that you have completed in your life. That it was completed, how well it was completed, and how long it took to complete were all determined by your own self-discipline. Remember how good you felt when you were done. That feeling of satisfaction justified all your effort and sacrifice. A person disciplined with wisdom is a person who feels free. How do you develop discipline? First, look back and identify what you experienced of discipline in your childhood and what inner decisions you made about yourself and discipline. Notice the patterns that developed from these decisions and how these patterns are in action today. Make some new decisions now based on your adult perspective of wise and loving self-discipline. Put these new decisions or behavior changes into action in your life. Here are some behavior changes you may decide to put into action. 1. Learn delayed gratification. This is an important part of mature adult behavior. People who can't delay their gratification don't have a clear and committed vision of what will make them happy. They're willing to have a lesser satisfaction, even compromise their integrity in order to have what seems to be within easy reach. Some would rather hate than wait and create love. Some would rather pay the price of their very health than eat what is nutritious or to exercise. Learn to wait for what you really want. If you don't, you will be unsatisfied and unconsciously attempt to fill your need again and again. Unhappiness reigns as a result. 2. Evaluate priorities and create a vision for your own personal goals. Keep your inner eye constantly on your vision and don't compromise for anything less. 3. Look at the company you keep. Notice what is being reinforced by your people environment. Take action and develop some new friends that model wise and loving self-discipline. And 4. Gut it out. Just do it. Accept that this is effort. And love yourself.